Today, the Manhattan District Attorney recommended that the convictions of five young men in the Central Park jogger case be vacated and their records cleared. A judge has to approve the action. That would clear the way for the men to sue for damages. The notorious case grabbed world headlines and heightened racial tensions in the city more than a decade ago. The new scrutiny follows the revelation that DNA evidence points to another man. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
The 1989 attack happened on a night when gangs of boys marauded through Central Park, assaulting joggers and bicyclists. Police picked up Black and Latino boys in the park that night and eventually coaxed confessions out of five of them. They were questioned for up to 28 hours, and all of them later recanted. When the case went to trial, there was no physical evidence or eyewitnesses, and it was those confessions that led to the convictions. They were 14 to 16 years old at the time, and they spent up to 13 years in prison. Angela Cuffey is the older sister of one of the boys, Kevin Richardson.
We were misled. We were lied to. We were assaulted in the media. My brother's name was disgraced. He has his name back.
At the courthouse today, their attorney, Roger Wareham, says the action by DA Robert Morgenthau is the right move.
What's most important for our clients is to reclaim their names and have the stain of being sexual predators removed from their name. They cannot recover their lives in the sense that their entire teenage years were spent in jail for a crime they did not commit.
Wareham filed the motion to vacate the convictions earlier this year after Matias Reyes, a serial rapist and murderer, confessed in prison that he alone attacked the jogger. His DNA has now been matched to the only semen retrieved after the attack. It turns out, Reyes attacked another park jogger just 2 days earlier. That woman described Reyes, and a police detective came up with his name. But the police dropped the case after the detective was reassigned. Wareham is calling for an investigation into the city's entire handling of the Central Park cases.
Those people in the police department, those people in the district attorney's office who proceeded with what some of them knew to be false statements, who proceeded with a dubious prosecution knowing that there was no physical evidence, when those people are brought to justice, our clients can claim a complete victory.
But Linda Fairstein, who prosecuted the case, says it's not so simple. She does think it's correct to vacate the convictions because new DNA evidence has emerged, which now raises a legal standard of doubt. But, she says, that's not the same thing as saying those boys are innocent. Fairstein wants the judge to hold a hearing so that prosecutors can cross-examine Reyes. And, she says, her case was based on more than just the boys' confessions. She says witnesses in the park testified they saw the jogger dragged into the woods, not by one boy, but by a gang.
This was a riot and a rampage in the park. It is the young men themselves, three of them caught leaving the park that night, who gave the names of the other participants. So I'm happy to respond to criticism because I have answers for it, and any fool who says it was a rush to judgment is simply not familiar with the facts of the investigation.
In a terse written statement, DA Morgenthau carefully avoids claiming any responsibility for the possibility that there were wrong verdicts. He merely says the newly discovered evidence creates a probability that if it had been available at trial, the verdicts would have been, in his words, more favorable to the defendants. If there is to be an independent investigation into the case, it would have to be ordered by Governor George Pataki, who has declined to comment about the case. The judges said he will decide by February whether to clear the boys' records. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.